Each Thursday morning, we go behind the bench with Buffalo Sabres beat reporter Bill Hoppe. Bill, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Omar.
The Sabres returned to the ice this week after a lengthy All-Star break. They went into the break reeling, having lost 11 straight games. What did that time off do for the team?
Well, I think Coach Ted Nolan was hopeful that a week or so off would kind of rejuvenate them, let them think about some things other than hockey, just get their minds off of things. And they had an odd scheduling quirk where they had 3 days off before the break began, so Ted gave them an extra couple days off. Ted went home to northern Ontario and said he shoveled snow on his deck. Some guys jetted away to a tropical locale. As we know, Nikita Zadorov went to the Dominican Republic and couldn't get back in time. But I think he was just hopeful that just getting away from hockey would just help them forget some of their troubles.
That losing streak did extend to 12 games with a 4-1 loss in Calgary on Tuesday. The team hung in there for the first two periods. It was tied after two, but it really sort of fell apart in the third.
Yeah, for 40 minutes they played a strong road game against a pretty good Calgary club, hung in there, and once again they fell apart in the third period, and they fall apart late in games. They did against the Flyers, their last home game. They did it a night later right before the break against the Red Wings when they had a lead, and they're getting blown out of games. And some of these games, they're really getting blown out. And some of these games, they're actually in these games, but it doesn't look like it because they get throttled late. And it's odd how they can play so well for 40 minutes or a period or whatever and then just fall apart.
On a positive note, the Sabres do have their captain back. Brian Gionta was in the lineup Tuesday after missing 13 games. What does his return mean to the team?
It means a lot for them. They won one game without him, and he was out 13. So draw your own conclusions there. At this point in his career, he's not much of a scorer. He only has 3 or 4 goals, I think. But just his presence means a lot. When he started practicing, Ted Nolan said just, the practices were better just because he was around. It was like having your parents around. You feel more comfortable. So you can't really measure Brian Gionta with goals and assists at this point in his career. His presence means something, and he makes guys comfortable.
The team continues its Western road trip tonight with a game against Edmonton. That's a matchup of the league's two worst teams in terms of record.
Yeah, this game has a lot of intrigue for a matchup of two of the league's worst teams. There's a good chance this could decide the slotting for 29th, 30th, who has the best chance to get to Connor McDavid and Jack Eichel in the NHL draft lottery. The joke last year when these teams played, it was called the Game of the Week, W-E-A-K. just two bad teams. The Oilers, they've been bad for years and years. They're kind of everything the Sabres don't want to become. They've had all these high draft picks, the number one overall pick several times, and they can't get out of this rut, this rebuilding, being a laughingstock. And they're a cautionary tale for the Sabres, I think, that getting these high picks doesn't ensure anything.
The Sabres go on these Western road trips a couple of times each year. What do these trips mean to a team like Buffalo? Is this a chance for a young group to do some bonding?
Yeah, I think it is. The Sabres, given their location, they play a lot of games in the East where they jet there the day before and they come back right after the game, so they don't have a lot of trips like these. So I think they do mean something, and I'm sure there'll be some guys who spend a day together at some sites or some team meals, and that means a lot to a young club.
Bill Hoppe joins us each week for Behind the Bench. Thanks, Bill. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you.